T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Number of things to talk about here this morning on WCCO, believe it or not, to just chatting with Dave St. Peter. So again, Major League Baseball certainly has no idea. None of the sports do as to when we'll be able to do this thing. But it is interesting, the conversations that we're hearing, and they're apparently doing it South Korea and in Japan, where they're trying to play baseball with no fans.
Yeah, I saw a video of South Korea playing, and it was kind of scrimmage, so it wasn't like it was a game setup, but it was a couple of guys had masks on, and it was just interesting to see. And I think maybe, you know, if you always have the positives, as this virus has moved into the United States and it's moved out of, to an extent, some of these other countries, the U.S. will be able to sit and watch and monitor and see how that looks, how that feels, what that's like to play without crowds, etc. They'd still have a great audience electronically on radio and TV if they did that, because people are just so starved right now for any kind of competition that they could see. But I had Greg Gagne on last night, someone you know well, Dave, from the All-Star Wrestling fame, of course, and he was talking about to perform in front of crowds versus not in crowds, and how, you know, obviously in his industry, which is taking a hit and is doing some of it without crowds right now, some of these wrestling matches, but he says that is what you played off of, was the crowd, the energy, the pauses, the stare at, all those things. And there's a reason they call things the home field advantage, and it's because of the crowd. And you don't realize it until you watch just a scrimmage or a something, you know, where some of those games right now, you don't realize what a big part of the game that they are. However, that being said, I think at this point in time, in the state that we're in right now, people would take any of the above. If you can give us competition that we can listen to on the radio or watch on TV, we'll take whatever they can give us right now.
No doubt about that. I saw a nice piece in the paper today about Irv Inniger and the ABA, and of course our old buddy Irv, man. I haven't thought about him in a while, but man, I used to do some of their games on TV up when he was coaching North Dakota State University.
Yeah, I got to know Irv pretty well over the years there as they went Division I. And he was, after he got through at North Dakota State as a coach, he stayed on there for a long time in administration and kind of an associate AD and fundraiser. And I stopped in and see him once in a while when I was up there. His son still lives and teaches down here in the Twin Cities. Was a coach at one time over there at Minnetonka. So, Irv is, he's been a part of a lot of different things there, but he had that great stretch, as you know, Dave, as you're just alluding to, in the NCC. And then he was, when they needed to raise money to get that program Division I, he was one of the faces of it that could go out and call on people and keep them heading in the right direction. Of course, it's worked out really well for him, but Irv's kind of a legend in those areas.
Oh, no doubt about it. So Maxie today, now, I was amazed at your show last night. You had so many guests on. It was really good. Tonight we have the Twins Classic game, that game 163 from 2009 at 6:30.
Yeah, I don't want to ruin it. I'll give you one hint. Carlos Gomez. That's the only thing I'm going to say, all right?
that was a pretty good team. J.J. Hardy was our shortstop on that team, wasn't he?
No, they had picked up, I was watching it the other day on MLB.
Remember, oh, no, that was
Orlando
10.
Cabrera?
Yes,
they picked
yes.
him up middle of the season from Oakland. Oakland was out of the race, and Gardenhire actually went out and got him. And he turned out to be kind of a linchpin. I mean, he really helped them at a position where they were struggling at that time. They couldn't quite get it right. So they went out and got him to play shortstop, and he was he only played that half a season with the Twins. But he really helped get them to the playoffs because they were in dire need of someone that could just kind of steady the infield, and that he handled the bat pretty well, was a good fielder, and he helped kind of get them over the top there.
Yeah, and then Hardy came when we had the stadium open up in 2010, didn't he?
Exactly, yep. Hardy came when the Twins opened Target Field. They had Orlando Hudson at second base, Hardy at shortstop, and Danny Valencia at third. At the time, it looked like that might be the cornerstones for a while, but it really didn't last that long. Hardy was there for just the year. They traded him for a hard-throwing reliever from the Orioles. It turned out to be a terrible trade. Hardy actually played really well for Baltimore, and I forget the name of the reliever that they got, but he didn't do much for him. Hudson kind of panned out. I can't even remember where he went. And then Valencia started strong, and he's actually been in the big leagues for a long time. But at that time, it looked like he might be a real steady kind of 10-year player for the Twins, and that didn't pan out. But, when they came to the Target Field, they went to the playoffs, of course, that first year that they were in Target Field with the Yankees, and then didn't go again until they've seen the Yankees, I guess, twice since then, once at New York in the one game, and then last year the Yankees again. Oh, boy, I tell you, that's another thing we could talk about, the history of the Twins and the Yankees in the playoffs. Man, that's happened a lot.
Yeah. Well, I think we're all concerned enough about the pandemic. We don't need to talk about that series too much.
All right, we take that, by the way. We take that in a heartbeat right now. Yeah.
Oh gosh. Yeah, that'd be a great trade. Hey, I'll look for you on TV tonight on Channel 4. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
WCCO time is 8:46. Coming up, we'll check in with Minneapolis St. Paul Business Journal and our buddy Shaletta Brundage on her new book. That's all straight ahead.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.